When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop shop for sports. Back on the show and happy to have him back, Cordell Hudson, highly recruited gentleman for the 2014 incoming class. Iowa State, Rutgers, Air Force, Ball State, Boston College, Buffalo, South Florida, the list goes on, including Syracuse, Wake Forest. Cordell Hudson back here with me from Largo High School in Largo, Florida. Cornerback is the position he's being recruited for, and we'll get him on here to talk about how things are going, not only with his season, but obviously with recruiting. Cordell, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well, and happy to have you back here on the show, as I said before, and getting things started as far as your season so far. Let's get into that. I mean, this is the last time you're going to be with these guys in high school. Is it kind of, you know, sad, or does it get to you at all that you know that this is the last run you guys are going to have?
Yeah, it's a bittersweet feeling, you know, because I've been playing with these guys since, you know, Little League. But I know I'm moving on to bigger and better things. I'm just trying to enjoy it while it lasts.
Absolutely, and in enjoying that, your team has had a good season, just a couple losses. And what have you taken away from it? How do you feel the team's really performed this season? When you look back on your time at Largo, do you feel like this was a good enough senior season so far?
Yeah, I'm actually I'm pretty excited where we're going so far with this season. We've had two losses, but our schedule this year was a lot tougher than it's been in the past years, because we want to be battle tested when we go in the playoffs and not just have, you know, easy schedule and then play like a really good team in the playoffs and lose. So I'm excited that we've got as many wins under our belt as we have, because we played some good teams this year.
And when you have that playoffs coming up, is there any team that you're hoping that you see? Is there a certain rival that you have that you'd love to see again?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. Actually, last year we lost to Armwood over in Sefner, Florida, and they're still in our district this year. And we didn't really lose them. We kind of lost ourselves. We had 7 turnovers that game. Their offense didn't even score a point. They scored all the points on defense. So I'm pretty sure everybody on my team is feeling the same way. We want that game back, so hoping to see them again.
Now, before you see them potentially in the playoffs, you are going to see someone in the regular season, and that is a fellow Syracuse recruit that you had brought up to me when we were speaking off the air. And do you have any type of back and forth with Mike Johnson about things with Syracuse? I mean, do you guys ever sit down, even though you're on opposite sides, and talk about this looming opportunity to potentially play for Syracuse?
Yeah, over the summer we kind of talked about going on an official visit together, because we have a couple in common offers and stuff. So we were going to try to, you know, schedule some visits together. We were talking about trying to get up to Syracuse at the same time. I'm not sure when he's going up, because I actually wanted to push my schedule up ahead, because I wanted to make my decision at least by Christmas. So that's why I'm taking my official visit the first week in December. I think he might be going early January or something like that.
So with you want to make your decision before Christmas. You and I have talked about it. December 7th to the 9th, you'll be coming up on a weekend for the full weekend. Why make the decision before Christmas? Why is that important to you?
I wanted to go ahead and make my decision, because the schools that I'm looking at right now are schools that, you know, I've been in constant contact with. And I just want to be able to just go into signing day knowing where I'm going to go, and be able to just, you know, after I've chosen what school I'm going to commit to, just be able to just relax and just wait until that day I'm going to sign.
Who would you say is right there with you that is going to be part of this last run, so to speak, of making a decision?
Probably my parents and my coach.
When we look at having a support system, you say your parents and your coach. What is it about your parents? I mean, obviously, it can be easy to see that that's where a support system typically comes from, but describe your parents a little bit to everybody and why they're important to you and why them helping you is important.
Well, my parents have always been there for me, mom and dad. They've always pushed me in school. They push me in everything. Everything I do, they want me to do my best. I know they're going to be there and help support me and help me make the right decision on where I need to be for the next 4 or 5 years of my life. So that's why I want them there to help me make my decision.
As far as your coach, just go into him a little bit and what he's meant to you and you know, share why you want your coach to be a part of this as well.
Well, my coach, he's been a mentor, coach, second father to me the past 4 years. I've been able to come to him with anything, any of my personal problems, school problems, anything. So I have a good relationship with him, and he knows a lot about football and college and stuff. So pretty sure I can use a couple of pointers here and there.
And when you talk about your coach, you're referring to your head coach, right?
Yeah, and my DB coach.
What about your defensive back coach? Why have him be a part of this as well?
He's also been a mentor for me. We've become close because he's my position coach, and we just, you know, been able to get close over the past couple of years and stuff. And I've been closer to him than a lot of other coaches because, like I said, he's my position coach, and he's also played at both next levels, college and NFL. Played for the Ravens and the Eagles, so he also knows a lot about football and all that extra stuff.
We had talked about him the last time I had you on the show here, Cordell, and just share for everybody listening in right now who your coach is, so you know they can you know, obviously look back on his history with college and the NFL. Share with everyone your coach's name and how successful he was.
His name is Marcus Pascal. He went to Iowa University, the Hawkeyes, and he played, I think, 4 or 5 years in the league.
When you see that type of success come from a coach, and obviously your position coach you have to be close with because they're the one that's with you every single second more than anybody else, knowing that he was successful in college and knowing that he was successful in the NFL, did you feel like you were truly blessed even a little bit more to not only have a coach that you can get close with, but a coach that can tell you from experience what it takes to get to where you need to go?
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing and an advantage to have a coach that's played at the next level and has experience and actually knowledge, firsthand knowledge on what it's like.
Now, when we look at what's left for you, we talked a little bit before speaking here with Cordell Hudson on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com. And Cordell, we had spoken about the fact that you want to make that decision by early December. What teams are left for you in that decision-making process? Obviously, Syracuse is one of them because you're coming up to visit Syracuse December 7th to the 9th, but who else is on your list right now to finish things out?
Also, Rutgers and Iowa State. Those are my top three schools right now, and those are the schools I have official visits set for. I actually already took my official to Iowa State. I took that September 13th, the weekend of the 13th, and I'm going to be taking my Rutgers visit the following weekend. I'm coming to Syracuse.
Now, are you in a position right? Obviously, you didn't make your decision after that Iowa State visit, but Syracuse is happening before Rutgers. Is there a chance that you would make make your call on what school you're going to after seeing Syracuse, or is it a no matter what you're going to go see Rutgers?
Yeah, it's a no matter where I'm going to see Rutgers. I want to take a fine look at all three schools and make a good decision. I don't want to just go to two of the three or one of the three and make my decision.
Let's start with the first school that you went and had your official at, Iowa State. What is it about them? Obviously, you haven't made your decision yet on where you're going to go, but with them being in your final three, why are they in your final three?
Well, they were the first school that offered me, and they gave me a lot of love. Actually, probably the most out of all the schools that have offered me. And I just gained a great relationship with the coaches, like Coach Rhodes, the head coach, and my recruiting coach, Coach Burnham. I've also talked to Coach Douglas, the DB coach. I just come fond of the coaches.
What is it about that coaching staff that you like at Iowa State?
They seem like they really care about the players. It's just not all about football. It's about being a better person, period. Better player, better person, on and off the field.
And then since you took that visit in September, have they done anything to stay in contact with you? I mean, how's that relationship been? Are they keeping an open conversation back and forth with you since that visit?
Yeah, we still talk on and off every week.
Was there anything else on your visit to Iowa State that you really liked?
Yeah, I liked the football atmosphere. I went to one of the games. It was a mind-blowing experience being there at one of the football games, because in Iowa they don't have any professional football, so college is really what they have. And it was a rivalry game versus Iowa, so you know that was crazy. So I just love the football atmosphere there. I love the facilities are awesome too.
Now, when you look at the next school, the school that you're going to be visiting coming up in December, Syracuse, what is it about Syracuse that you like? What's kept you connected with them, and what's put them in your top three?
The relationship I have with Coach Lester, I've talked to Coach Schaefer a couple of times too, the coach. I know they're a good academic school, and also they just moved to the ACC, so they're making moves, trying to better their program. I want to be a part of something like that.
When you talk about your relationship with Coach Lester, the quarterback's coach that's been out there and recruiting you, even though you're obviously a defensive back, but being the person that's in charge of keeping in touch with you, what's that relationship like with Coach Lester? Bring me into what your relationship with him has been so far.
He's a great coach. You know, he told me I come to him and talk to him about anything, whether it be something that has to do with football, school, even my personal life, so I feel like I can just open up to him, even though I haven't even met him in person.
When you have had those conversations with the head coach, Scott Schaefer, what's that been like for you?
It's been great, especially because that's one of the one things I'm looking for when I'm talking. I want to talk to the head coach, not just my position coach or my recruiting coach. I want to get to know the head coach. So it's been great talking to him. You know, he's been asking a lot of questions about how my season's been, how I'm doing, stuff like that.
Do you feel that the Syracuse staff, because you talked about the Iowa State staff and how close you are to them, do you feel that the Syracuse staff genuinely cares about what's going on with you when you mention the fact that Coach Lester said, you know, anytime you want to talk about life, and then Scott Schaefer's asking about your season, do you feel that they genuinely care about you?
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, as far as your position coach, Fred Reed would be the guy in Syracuse. Have you gotten an opportunity to talk with him?
Yeah, I've talked to him, I think, once or twice.
And what did you take away from your conversation with him? What was that conversation like?
I think the one or two times we did talk, we were talking about my previous game and how I played, and he was just telling me how well it fit into their scheme.
Now, is there anything, like, you haven't been up to Syracuse yet, obviously, and you have taken your visit to Iowa State. Is there anything besides the coaching staff about Syracuse that you really like?
Just their openness, me being able to tell them anything or come to them with anything.
Finally, with Rutgers in your top three, Cordell, what is it about Rutgers that you've liked, and what is it about them that's really made them good enough to be in your top three?
They've been pushing so hard to get me. I'm not going to lie. They've been recruiting me hard. And also, the DB coach at Rutgers right now was actually my high school DB coach. It was his coach in college at Iowa. So we kind of have a mutual connection already.
So it seems like when you look at each of these schools, there's something about them that it really links that personal relationship for you, not so much how they're performing on the field or what record they have right now, but with Iowa State, with having a connection there with the staff, with Syracuse's staff caring so much about you and reaching out, and then having a connection with the Rutgers staff of having a coach that's connected to someone at Rutgers. So when you look at all of these personal relationships, is that going to make it even more difficult for you because you've built so many bonds with these three teams?
Yeah, but I think I'll be able to make a sound decision once I've visited the three schools.
Now, as far as a checklist, Cordell, no matter what the school is, when you think about where you're going to be spending the next 4 or 5 years of your life, do you have that checklist in your mind of what a school needs to have? And maybe, you know, not just athletically, but in general, do you have a list in your mind of saying, if one of these three schools has this, this, and this, then yeah, that's going to be my choice. What would be that checklist for you?
A place where I feel like I can live for the next 4 or 5 years, a place I feel comfortable, like at home. I know that there's going to be no place like Florida, but you know, I'll have to find a place where I can see myself living there for the next 4 or 5 years. A place where I'm comfortable with the school, the coaches, and a school that has my my program engineering. I know Syracuse does not, but I was willing. I don't know. Once I get up there, I was willing to see what it's like, just give it a chance.
Does that have any weight in it right now that the exact major that you are going for is not necessarily at Syracuse? Will that affect your decision at all?
I don't think it'll affect it a whole lot because I'm not really concrete on what I want to do right now. That's just, you know, just an idea of what I think I want to major in when I go to school. So it won't weigh that much on my decision.
Now, Cordell, you had mentioned the fact that nothing's going to feel like being in Florida. With your three schools that you have one in the Midwest and you have two schools that are in the Northeast. Why not anything down south or close to being down south? What made you want to go north with your decision?
Just something new. I just want to experience something new.
And before I let you go, Cordell, is it exciting for you? Obviously, this can be something that you're going through your season. You got a lot of work that you're doing on the field. You're trying to get your team together. You have that rivalry match that you're hoping you're going to have again. So you have to day-to-day and week-to-week prepare for games with this recruiting in the background. Is there excitement with this recruiting for you? How do you respond to the fact that there's this extra piece that's right behind you your whole season?
Yeah, it is very exciting. I think once it gets closer to that day where I'm going to make my decision, the excitement is going to increase.
And who's going to be there for you on that decision day? Are you going to be bringing anyone with you to your upcoming visits?
No, I think I'm going to be going up by myself because both my parents work. Actually, though, on my records visit, I think my DB coach is going to come with me.
The DB coach that's connected to the coach at Rutgers?
Yeah.
Well, it definitely sounds like you have three schools that are set up, all different areas, so you definitely have three different looks that you're going to have no matter what. But, Cordell, I thank you, and I appreciate having you back on the show. It's always fun to talk to you, and I know that no matter where you go, things are going to work out because you have good schools looking at you here. So I'm definitely hoping the best for you for the rest of your season and looking forward to the opportunity of keeping in touch with you through your recruitment.
Thank you.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want with 2 hours of pool play for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m.,
at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.